This free full-day event features speakers from chemistry and the arts, a multidisciplinary poster session, musical performance, and a plenary lecture by Dr. Daniel Bader, CEO and President of Bader Philanthropies. Spots are limited and registration is already at 60%. Check out at ACS Queens on Instagram and register today.
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM CFRC. Today, I'm joined in the studio by one of my closest friends. We have Miss Grace Hassid. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Grace. I've been an avid listener of Busy Girl Radio for a little while now, so it is an honor to be here. I'm Lily's friend. We met in Australia, actually, but I am from Vancouver and go to school in McGill, so we're not super far.
Only just a megabus right away.
Simple megabus. Nothing too crazy.
So Grace arrived last night here in Kingston. We were super lucky to get tickets to go to the Tea Room to see the Project Red Coffee House, where we saw a little bit of live acoustic music. What did you think of the Queen's campus for your first visit, Grace?
It was beautiful. I loved it. I'm not used to so many students all around each other. I live kind of a little bit off campus in Montreal. So it was super cool seeing so many people, so many kids all together.
Yeah, no, it's so exciting to have her here. We've got lots of good things planned for our weekend, but also lots of good music in store for you guys for the next hour or so. So Grace, do you want to go ahead and introduce the first track here?
So the first song we have is A Trip to Japan by The Shacks. And I came across this song a little while ago and it made me so happy because Lily and I recently went to Japan together. And it's just a lovely song and takes me back. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, that's what we're going to start with. I'm always reminiscing on our Japan trip with our friend Gray as well. We had simply the best time. So, yeah, here we go. Here is Trip to Japan. So we're just going to chat for a little bit longer here while we get the songs sorted up here in the queue. So Grace, can you tell us a little bit about what school's like at McGill and also tell us a bit about how it feels to be in Kingston? Like, what do you think of the city? What did you think of driving through all the rural Ontario?
So rural Ontario was kind of exactly what I pictured it to look like. It was really pretty, lots of views. It freaks me out not seeing any mountains around.
Oh, I bet.
I am a BC girl, so I like seeing the mountains. But school at McGill is super fun. Definitely very much more city life compared to the lovely Kingston. And I feel like more socializing with more age ranges. And this is very student-centered, which is super cool and definitely a big change. So that has been really fun to see.
Absolutely. And then can you tell us about like some of the cities that you've been to? Like we're talking about trip to Japan. I mean, what did you think of Japan?
Japan was amazing. I will say Lily, Gray, and I had the best time. It was so different. I think we could all say we'd never been anywhere like that before, which was super amazing. And the food obviously was amazing. The clubs were pretty cool. The music there was really cool too. And it was a beautiful city and a lovely, lovely people everywhere.
Oh, awesome, Grace. I love just hearing you chit-chat in here. It's so good to see you. All right, we've got Trip to Japan up next by The Shacks. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning into Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM.
ザ・シャックスが私のお家のリビングルームで演奏をしていた夢を見たの。一緒に歌って一緒に踊って頭が素晴らしいメロディーで溢れていたわ。本当に素敵な夢だったの。
Yeah. welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on...
Hello and welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM CFRC. You just heard a little bit of Fur Patrol with their track Holy off their Pet album, and before that was Trip to Japan by the Shacks. But up next we have a band called The Wild Strawberries that Grace just introduced to me this morning. Do you want to tell us a bit about them?
So they are a Canadian band from Cambridge, Ontario, and they came out with this song, I'm pretty sure, in the 80s, and it is a awesome song, and it makes me feel... so crazy. And I love them.
I love that too. I love hearing different Canadian bands. I think we always think of the Tragically Hip, especially being in Kingston, and that's one of my dad's favorite bands. But I wanted to ask, Grace, because your parents are from New Zealand, did you grow up with a lot of Canadian music influence?
I would say definitely I grew up with the Tragically Hip as well. Something I'm still sad about to this day is my parents went to a Tragically Hip concert and bought a t-shirt, but my mom left it in her seat and somebody stole it. So
no,
that could have been mine today.
That's messed up. I know. We've got Madison, our friend here behind us, who is also a big Tragically Hip fan, and she got to go to the premiere of the docuseries and spin some Tragically Hip vinyl because she's the coolest girl in Kingston.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, what else can you say? So that's incredible. Anyways, just a little fun story for you guys. So up next, we've got The Wild Strawberries with I Don't Want to Think About It. Welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM CFRC. If you're just tuning in, I've got my friend Grace Hassid here in the studio today. She mega bussed all the way from Montreal to Kingston just to be here on this episode for you guys. So I did want to talk a little bit about how Grace and I became friends, because even though we live relatively close to each other here in Canada, we were actually just on our semester abroad in Australia, which we will not shut up about. You will never hear the end of it. And Grace actually convinced me to try out for the women's rugby team. Do you want to tell us a bit about that experience, Grace?
So what were we? We were at the activities fair. At UWA, University of Western Australia.
And represent.
And we were at the activities fair, and I saw there was a women's rugby team. Growing up, my parents put me in rugby, only girl, all boys team. It was crazy. So I was like, you know what? Let's give women's rugby a try. And Lily was keen. She came with me, and it was awesome.
And it started as kind of a joke, and we did this tryout, and then we ended up getting on the team, and it got pretty serious. And it was hard for us because there were some tough girls. I mean, like, Grace had played rugby before. This was my first time playing rugby. I didn't understand how tough you have to be, you know? You're getting knocked to the ground. We had some injuries. It got pretty bad. It got pretty bad at one point, and we slowed down on our rugby journey, and we were told that we, you know, need to bulk up and get into it. And unfortunately, Grace and I didn't make it for the full season, did we now?
We did not. We were not committed enough, but here we are. No bruises, no scratches.
Yeah, technically, we were student athletes at one point in our collegiate careers, and that's what's important. So, okay, anyways, just a little side story, but back to the music. We've got some Mac DeMarco on here. I played this album last week. It's one of my favorites. It's This Old Dog. Is this your favorite, one of your favorite Mac DeMarco songs, Grace?
I would say so. I just think it's such a good song, and it's so sweet, and I love men who love.
Yeah, this is such a sweet little love song. That's what we have for you guys. So up next, we've got Still Beating by Mac DeMarco.
tighter, and the drums be louder, and the walls seem colder, singing the same old tune, and the times get harder, worlds wait upon us, but it don't mean nothing, cause we're leaving soon, and so we cruise.
Welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM CFRC. I forgot my friend Grace in the studio today, and we have some fun things planned for the rest of our afternoon. We're hoping to stop by Ritual and see our friend Sophie, who is also on exchange with us, and our friend Gabby as well. And then after Ritual, we're going to do maybe a little bit of schoolwork, hopefully. We've got some things to get done. And then following that, we're going to a wing eating competition. Now, Grace is vegetarian. Right? Pescatarian now.
Retired vegan.
Yep. But even to me, someone who eats meat all the time, and like, I love chicken, I love bacon, I love burgers, having a spicy wing eating competition, I don't think I could handle that at all. What do you think, Grace?
I think completing a spicy wing competition and then going out drinking after would be a little too much for me to handle, but respect to all everyone.
I'm excited to see it, and we've been talking about this a lot, and people keep asking, is it going to be how many wings you eat? But no, it's actually just 10 wings, and you have to handle the spice level. I don't know. It makes me feel like nauseous just thinking about it.
I agree.
And then following that, hopefully we'll be seeing Shania Twing tonight. Our friend Madison, who's hanging out in the studio with us, is going. It's at the Broom Factory, starting at around 8 p.m. And then tomorrow, I'm so excited to show Grace around Kingston. We've got lots of things to do. We're going to go down to the pier. We're going to go for a walk. We're going out for dinner. All that jazz. And Sunday, the farmer's market. So like a classic Kingston weekend.
Classic Lily, you know, queen of Kingston. I'm very excited to see what she has in store.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to show Grace around, and hopefully she'll be back soon as well. You'll have to see it in the snow when it's winter and Christmas and, yes, and all that. Yes. But I think all of us are grateful that it hasn't gotten that cold yet, especially coming from the warm weather where we were. So scary to think about. Anyways, we've got some music up next. We've got I Want to See You by Blood Orange off their Angel's Pulse album. And then following that, Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast. I really love this band. They sing the song Be Sweet as well.
Yes.
They're a great one. So that's what's in store here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM.
It's running from the night. Oh, see.
Welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM, CFRC. I was just with Grace last weekend. We were just saying this. It's been 3-4 days since we last saw each other because I visited for Halloween. It was so much fun. I've been talking a lot about Halloween on the show recently. And I went as Billie Eilish and Grace went as Charlie XCX from the guest music video. Very specific.
Specific.
And everyone recognized our costume. It was pretty mm-hmm. awesome. It was a pretty good feeling.
It was for Lily especially, guys, people were stopping her, asking her, is that Billie Eilish? It was insane. My friends were very freaked out, especially my roommate Olivia. I know she's listening.
Hi, Olivia.
She took the best photos of us and videos. She really went her all. And it was a good weekend.
I also can't stop thinking about the orzo pasta that Olivia made. Her roommate Olivia made the best pasta. It was like, oh my God, I can't even describe it. I added some olive oil and some tomatoes. And it was a very cold day. It was the very first cold day in October. And she had made us this amazing pasta. So
she came through. She those Italian jeans.
Yeah. So, and anyways, I love visiting Grace in Montreal, but it's also so nice to have her here because I get to return all the favors that she's been giving me. So I've been cooking for Grace and doing all these little things. And yeah, it's just so fun to have friends visit. It's been.
And so Lily's treating me like a princess. Oh, I feel so honored.
Thank you, Grace. Thanks. That's too kind. We've got some music lined up here. Grace, do you want to introduce the next two tracks?
So up next, we have Suffolk Boulevard by Blood Orange. And following that is Sugar by Men I Trust.
Awesome. Here we go here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm here in the studio with my friend Grace. She's visiting from Montreal just for this special episode. I'm so happy to have her here for the weekend. We're about to play what I would pretty much call our favorite song, like our song. This is it.
This is Lily and I. If we had a first dance, this would be our song.
Do you want to tell us a bit about this band, Grace?
So this is a band called Crowded House, and they're from New Zealand, and they have some absolutely lovely songs. And when Lily and I were doing some road trips in Australia, we played a lot of their albums, a lot of their songs. And this was our all-time favorite, though.
Yes, we were getting food. We were somewhere in a bathroom, and I was just singing along, "Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you." And Grace is like, "I love that song." And I couldn't remember where it was from. I could just remember that one lyric. And then for the rest of the time, we were traveling up north, and it just got warmer and warmer the farther we drove. So it was kind of as if we were taking the warm weather with us on the road. And it's very symbolic. And this is a great song. So without further ado, Grace, do you want to go and say the title track?
Here is Weather With You by Crowded House.
Stormy weather at 57 Mount Pleasant Street. Well, it's the same room, but everything's different. You can fight the sleep, but not the dream. Things ain't cooking in my kitchen. Strange affliction wash over.
Heard Weather With You by Crowded House here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM. We've decided to give the biggest shout out to the girl with the greatest music taste. She is just fabulous, and she put us on so many amazing songs when we were traveling with her. Do you want to go ahead and say your name, Grace?
The lovely Lucy Crowe.
She's just wonderful. She's from Ireland, specifically Dublin, and we did a nice road trip with her. And all of this amazing music that we had never heard of, she was just track after track after track. I've never met someone who is the best person on aux, and that is Lucy Crowe. That's all we have to say.
Get that woman on aux.
Seriously, I wish we could fly her out for an episode. Maybe we'll convince her to come. That would be very, very incredible. But anyways, we want to play one of our favorite songs that she introduced to us. So take it away, Grace.
So this next track is Sexotech by LaRue.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Busy Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. You just heard Four James by Pale J off his album The Celestial Suite. And before that, Sexotech by LaRue off the Trouble in Paradise album. Great choices, Grace. It's all been Grace's music. I don't think I've said that yet. This is a Grace Hassett special edition episode. And so far, it's been absolutely wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I made this playlist on the Megabus here, took inspiration from the Ontario scenery.
Always, always taking inspiration from Ontario scenery. Love it. Okay, so next up, we have an Australian band that we are both big fans of, Ocean Alley. This is their track, Knees. And then following that, Grace, do you want to talk? She was just saying that this is one of her favorite songs ever. Can you tell us why?
This has turned into my favorite song ever over the past little while. It's by this band called Modern Skirts. And it is just the sweetest song. I love just hopeless love songs, and that is what it is. I love like young love song type things where things are just so useless and it's just cute.
Oh, just like you, Grace. So cute.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, wonderful. That's what's up next here on Busy Girl Radio 101.9 FM.
Cooling out, cooling out.
Welcome back to Biz Girl Radio here on 101.9 FM. We've had such a lovely afternoon, and I want to say a huge thank you to my friend Grace for coming into the studio today.
This has been so much fun. Thank you for having me, Lily.
Of course. It's such a treat. I always feel that learning about my friend's music taste, and we were just sitting here chatting with Madison as well about all the different music that we listen to and stuff like that. You just get to know your friends better, which is so special. So big thank you to Grace, my best friend, for being on the show today. And you guys can tune in next week here at 3 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. I've been Lily.
I've been Grace.
And this has been Busy Girl Radio. Have a lovely afternoon, everyone. To finish off our show, we're going to play Grace by Jeff Buckley. It might get cut off a little bit short, but it's a song that will always remind me of Grace. So here we go.